Yes, this is RSN 927's race day on this Saturday, the 12th of June. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and our website at rsn.net.au. Well, Sandown will host a handy winter meeting here in Melbourne, but it's Queensland's turn to shine for its biggest day of the year with the running of the Stradbroke Handicap.
Nekonova's coming through. Tyzone the outside. Madame Rouge, Tyzone, Nekonova, Vega One later as well. Tyzone! I reckon Tyzone, the Tolga Tornado, has gone up and won the Stradbroke in photos.
Tyzone's victory allowed Toby and Trent Edmonds and owner Tom Headley to live their dream. And today they're looking to go back-to-back in the Stradbroke. And this time it's with another North Queensland cult hero. And it's stories like the Arovian that make this game so great. He was winning a benchmark 58 at Sale in April of 2018. He was then purchased shortly after by Headley, North Queensland's pub king, and his mates, including his trainer in Cairns, Steve Massingham, for just $20,000. He nearly died on the trip from Melbourne to Cairns with travel sickness, but bounced back to become the King of the North. In 2019, he won the Townsville Cup.
Unbiased, hard-earned, and a Harrovian. The Harrovian's coming through in the middle, and the Harrovian! The Harrovian gets home to win.
The Cairns Cup.
It still follows suit in front. The Harrovian is coming. Follow suit. The Harrovian moved up on the outside. This is going to be a win. Thompson and Headley and Massingham, the Harrovian!
And the Cairns Amateur Cup.
The Harrovian is well clear. The Northern Crown staying bonus. It's going off. 200K. Big payday for the Harrovian.
He would win three more times with Massingham before heading south to Team Edmonds on the Gold Coast, where the Big H kept fighting and winning.
The Harrovian's got a real battle. Goal was just in front of the Harrovian. Baccarat Baby the inside. Nekonova still there. Skate to Paris down the outside. The Harrovian. Nekonova. Goal was skate to Paris. The Harrovian's in front. He's done it again. The Harrovian. That's 11.
The Harrovian's popularity saw him voted into the All-Star Mile in March. And he's now won $1.2 million in prize money since arriving in the Sunshine State. And victory today will see the owners pocket another $900,000. And he's the people and punters horse for this year's Stradbroke, with the Tab reporting the Big H has clearly recorded more bets than any other runner in the race and is now the second favourite at $7. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN 927's Saturday Race Day.
RSN's Race Day, and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. Can't wait for that Stradbroke Handicap, but also the other group one there, the JJ Atkins, and it's a terrific support program there at Eagle Farm. The group two, Q22, that new race there with Saki, dominates the betting, the Brisbane Cup at Group 2 level, the Dane Ripper at Group 2 level, and also at the Gunsin Classic. Sandown, we're racing on a heavy track. We're about to get a track report. Royal Randwick, the highlight there is the Bob Charlie Stakes. They're racing in Adelaide as well. Belmont, they've got a feature race meeting, and it's day two of the Swan Hill Carnival. Sadly, there's no crowds there. The highlight there is the Quambatook Cup this afternoon. Also, our thoughts with everybody involved with those floods in Gippsland, especially around the Traralgon area, and also the people with no power around the Dandenong area after those storms in the last couple of days. So hopefully that you can enjoy your Saturday and back a couple of winners. It's a big first word coming your way. We'll catch up with all of the major players, the Melbourne Form Panel after that with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, and also David Gately. And then it's a big interstate hour. And we'll be catching up with, of course, David Gately once again, Lizzie Jels, Kevin Casey, Ed Kennett, Bart Sinclair to look at that meeting at Eagle Farm, Nadia Horn with that meeting at Morfordville, Travis Noonan previews Swan Hill today. And we'll also preview that pretty good meeting at Melton tonight and also there in the Greyhounds at the Meadows. But it's time now for an all-important track update at Sandown with Tim Bailey, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Gareth.
Did we have much rain overnight?
Yeah, we had 9.6 millimetres, so we certainly didn't need that. I think I was recorded just saying if we got zero rain, we would have been on a soft track. But with that 9.6 millimetres, we're now on a heavy 9.
Okay, is there much rain predicted today?
Nah, look, 0 to 2 millimetres, and just looking at the radar, there's some light showers around, but I think most of them have passed. So I think that's it for the rain, but it's sort of done its damage. But, you know, we know what it's going to be. It won't improve. So just on a heavy 9 for the day, so just go looking for the wet trackers who are probably rock hard fit.
All right, then it's winter racing. So I think this, well, finally we get a heavy 9 track anyway. We haven't had a heavy track for a little while. The rail is in the true, back to Sandown on the hillside track this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Last time we were in true, we were on May 1, so it's about 6 weeks ago. The last two meetings on hillside, the rail's been at 8 and 12 metres, so the inside 8 metres, certainly there's virtually not a mark on it, and even out to 12, I'd say it's very even out to that 12-metre line. That 12-metre and out where we ran last Wednesday week, there's enough marking there to think they wouldn't get that wide, so... the inside 12 metres even, I think they'll start on the fence and just get a bit wider as the meeting progresses.
All right, mate. What about any wing? The wind conditions, will they play a part?
20 to 30 kilometre west of this, that's a cross breeze, so I don't think it'll play too much of a part. I think it really, as I said, I'm not sure the wind or track will play any part. It's just the ones who can still handle it. Will be the ones in the finish, I think.
But the story of the morning after rain last night will be staying and racing on a heavy night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just said I don't see it going backwards, and I certainly don't see it improving. So just work on the heavy 9 and try to do your best.
Good on you, Tim. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Tim Bailey there. Greg Puckridge joins us now for an update with this track at Eagle Farm for Queensland's biggest race day, highlighted by the Group 1 Stradbroke Handicap. Good morning to you, Greg.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Conditions this afternoon?
Yeah, we've got a beautiful day. Beautiful Brisbane winter's day, so 22 degrees and hardly a breath of wind, so couldn't be a better day for racing.
Sensational. Where will the rail be this afternoon?
Yeah, so we've just shifted it out 2 metres further to four metres the entire course. We've rated the track a good 4. We had 1.5 mils of rain, just sort of scudded through on Wednesday morning, but doesn't really affect the track. And we've put on 22 mils of irrigation for the week, and 4 of that was last night.
Okay, wind conditions?
Yeah. Sorry, mate?
The wind conditions?
Yeah, no, minor. So hardly anything at all. Very still day, 22 and sunny, so beautiful. We've had a penetrometer of 5.6, so a little softer than what we've had over the last couple of weeks. And a going stick of 8.1 for an index, a penetrant of 6.7, a shear of 10.9. So they're just, the track's strong, healthy. It's going to race very similar to what it has over the last couple of weeks. So we're confident it should be a really good day.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks for that update, Greg. Good luck.
Pleasure. Thank you.
There's Greg Puckridge there with an update there for that Eagle Farm track. It's time now to start our first word with our trainers, and Matt Kamani's been good enough to join us here on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Gareth.
Sign, Seal, Deliver goes around in race number 2. He's a consistent galloper. He's in great form at the moment, and he gets a heavy 9. Is that a big tick for him?
Yeah, I think it is. I think 9 and 10 are possibly a bit of a question mark, but certainly soft track, I think he's good on those. So we'll have to see. Luckily, we're in an early race, so it should be in good condition. But as you say, he is consistent. He looks fantastic at the moment. He's got a really, really good shine to his coat, and he's moving well. Dino knows how to ride him. We've got a bit of a wide gate, but from that start at Sandown, it shouldn't be a problem to get to where we want to be, and that is in a forward position. And I think if he can set some consistent sectionals all the way around, I think he's got a good chance.
Yeah, he's just as you pointed out, he's a consistent horse. Has he trained on nicely, and has he improved a little bit maybe after that really good second behind a rising star and Heart of Passants there at Flemington?
Yeah, I think so. I think he has. He's a horse that can go quite deep into a prep, and he does seem to get better and better. As I say, the gate is going to be a little bit tricky. Hopefully he doesn't have to do too much early. But he's a horse that can't... If he goes too quick at any point in the race, he won't finish. But equally, he can't go too slow and be expected to sprint off a slow tempo. So Dino's got to get it sort of just right. But if he can go 12 and a half for every furlong, I think that suits him really well.
Sounds easy.
It does, doesn't it? He needs a speedometer on his top of his bridle. But... Dino's got a good clock in his head and he seems to get on with the course really well.
All right, then he's worth an each way play. He's the current favourite at $5 in that second race there at Sandown. Does one more try go to Swan Hill tomorrow in the Cup?
I think so at this stage. I'm just a little bit concerned that the track's going to be a bit firm for her. She likes a bit of give in the ground. And, you know, we do have another option next weekend, but I'll see how the races play today and have a chat to the owner, and then we'll make a firm decision later on.
All right, good luck. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Gav.
There is Matt Kamani. Now, Michael Kent Jr. has been good enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Michael.
Yeah, morning, Gareth. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You've got some exciting runners up there in Queensland, but we'll start with your runners at Sandown. Sensationalisation. This filly goes around in the third. She won during that Warrnambool Carnival. Then she went to Rose Hill. How's she trained on since?
Yeah, she did lose a bit of weight coming back. But we had a go at that rich prize money race. Didn't quite work out. She didn't handle that way of going first time around. And she does drop back in greater fair way. She needed a time between runs to put that weight back on, but she's very tough and she has done so. Been very happy with her gallops at home and expect her to run well. She's carrying a bit of weight, but got a good jockey on, a good barrier draw, and heavy knot is not really known, but she does like soft. So I'd be leaning towards her handling it. And she's an each-way chance in an open race.
The lightly raced at Retrovale also represents your stable in that race, and she's got plenty of ability, but this is another test for her.
Yeah, she does. And obviously, when they first start by three lengths, is very talented. She loves heavy ground. We just think she might take this run. She's had a bit of time between runs, had a tiny setback. She's had three solid gallops down there at Warrnambool and gone really well. But just going to have to ride a call from that awkward draw and see her run home strong. It wouldn't surprise at all to see her run the first three. She's quite talented, but just missing a little bit of work, you know, a month ago may just sort of mean she wants to run, look for her next start. She's nice filly.
Okay, so are you leaning towards maybe sensationalisation there out of the two fillies?
If any of them wins, it'll be a good effort, that's all I'll say. They are sort of up to winning this race, but, it hasn't been a totally straightforward prep for either of them.
What about Sava Heaton, race number 6? How is he travelling at the moment?
Yeah, we don't think he's going as well as he can. Yeah. No doubt we'll enjoy getting his toe in. And it's a softer race than his last start. There's been plenty of scratchings here. Look, he's hard to catch. I couldn't tip him. And from our point of view, he's probably just going.
All right, then in the Gunsing Classic race, 3 at Eagle Farm, Ayrton represents your stable. And he gets to the 1,600 metres. How has he been this week?
Yeah, boss is very happy with him. Thinks he's improved a lot again, which he should do with racing. Just barrier one's touch awkward, I suppose, but he'll just be in behind the speed. And if we get a bit of luck, I think he'll be hard to beat.
What do you think his best trip will be at the end of his career?
It'll be, I reckon, between a mile and 2,000. But he'd be very capable at 7 furlongs as well. So somewhere in there.
Do you see him box seating maybe today from the inside draw?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, exactly. Just leave it up to the best jockey in the land and he'll work it out. But, I'm just hopefully he gets the job done today.
And what about Odium? She represents your stable in the Dane Ripper Stakes and she's a 3-year-old filly that I think's a big chance here.
Yeah, very classy. Had a little freshen and she went up to Kalora to do some barrier practice. She ruined herself at her last start. She burrowed on the gates as the gates opened and was 4 lengths slow away. So that crucified her chances. But she's been very good with the barrier blanket on. She trialled very good last week and her work on Tuesday was super. Just got a very awkward draw. Just depending on how she jumps, we'll probably aim to roll forward. And this is a nice lead into the Taz Tiara, so whatever she does today is a bonus, but she's obviously high-quality filly, and, she can definitely be in the thick end of the prize money.
Do you find when you put the barrier blanket on them, it usually does the trick?
Yeah, for sure. She's quite a big filly. The size of those, where the attendants stand, that can touch them in the stifle area, the flank area, and they can become quite cantankerous in the barriers. So that just helps to desensitizer, and she's been super. So she should be fine, fingers crossed. Race day is a different pressure, but she's been perfect, perfect since that's gone on.
All right, then your stable's represented by Shame for Fame and Bet Red. Are they both going to Swan Hill this afternoon?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Can they win?
Oh, Shame for Fame, she's got good form. That maiden looks to have worked out well. All About Eve should have won at Caulfield and probably should have won again yesterday in the Gold Vobis race. And Mac and Cheese probably should have won at Sandown last week. So they're both city class horses. She was third behind them and we're pretty happy with her. So I think she's a nice each way chance at $8 for sure.
All right. Then in Adelaide, Smoke Bomb, can he get back to his best?
Yeah, he can. He can. He jutted up on the firm track. It was quite firm at that Sandown. He loves getting his toe in, so he gets that today. He gets the race devoid of pressure up front. He'll take up the lead. And third up, mile, wet track, tight course. I think that's all positive for him. So without really tipping him, I think he sort of, this is the best chance he has to throw this preparation.
All right, then a national choice is first up after being gelded.
We've taken him out, okay. So he'll run Wednesday Sandown, probably take the run there and then look for him second up.
All right then, Michael, your best for the day.
Let's make it an Ayrton.
All right, mate. Good on you. Good luck. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
There's Michael Kett Jr. joining us. Sam Freeber now joins us for the first word. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. You enjoying Queensland still?
Yeah, back tomorrow, so back okay. to reality.
Yep. One more night out for you then. Can you get a winner there in at Eagle Farm? You've got a couple of really nice chances. Before we have a look at your runners at Eagle Farm, we'll start with Bedford, who's the favourite in race five there at Sandown this afternoon. And he'll be third up, and he's come back in really, really good form there, Sam.
Yeah, he looks primed to strike today. He's run at Warrnambool. First up was solid against the bias. And, he was obviously just closing off very strongly last time out. So I look back to the 1800, but he's a winner at the track and trip, and he loves to get his toe into the ground. So it looks it's a perfect race for him.
Do you see him getting back once again from that draw over the 1800?
Yeah, he will. Look, small field, he won't be too far away, but he is best when he's allowed to just balance up. And we'll just let him go through his years from the 600 onwards, and he should be finishing off very strong.
It does look a nice race for him. Wilmot Pass, I think he gets a start now in at race number 8. How do you think he's going at the moment? He wasn't too bad behind the Gouts last start.
Yeah, he was good last time out. He actually began probably as well as he has for a while and held a spot, you know, sort of midfielder a touch better. And I think that's probably the key to him, is if he can get out of the gates well and get into a good spot. You know, he's just giving away too much of a start and he can't get into the race. So, look, if he can be somewhere thereabouts turning for home, he should run a cheeky little race.
Yep, heavy 9 for him?
Yeah, probably the queer. I think he handles up to probably a soft 7, maybe even to an 8. But, obviously, once it gets into that really heavy range, he has struggled to get through it before, albeit at the end of his campaign. So we'll find out for sure today.
Fascinating runner there at Eagle Farm. And race number 2 is Delphi, the former European-trained galloper. He's looking for 4 wins on the trot with his first race start in this country. Your expectations?
Yeah, expect him to run well. His work's been solid at home. His trials have been good. Unsure on obviously what'll be a very firm track. I don't know how he'll cope with that, but we'll see today. But he's a really nice horse for the future, and obviously some of his best form's out to a mile and a half and beyond. So whatever he's going to be doing today, he could be one to have in the black book for the spring, you know, once we get him out and trip.
Okay, what kind of horse do you think he could be in the spring, Sam?
You dream of having a horse like that in the Melbourne Cup, but he's obviously got to come out and do it. But yeah, look, he stays and he stays well, so and he's an upward spiral. He's still very young and lightly raced, so that's that'll be the goal in the spring anyway.
So it wouldn't surprise you if he sprinted well first up over the mile?
No, it wouldn't surprise us. All his work's been fairly sharp for a horse that's going to get out over further. But all the same, sometimes these European horses can trick into thinking they'll run sharp races over lesser trips when really they're looking for a trip. But we'll get a good guide today.
In the Sky Racing Q22, the Group 2 race at Eagle Farm. I think you're sending around all three of your runners in Warning, Ladon de V and Holmesman. We'll start off with Warning. I guess they've all got to beat Saki here, Sam.
Yeah. Look, it's a tall order to try and, you know, roll the favourite, but they're all there in good order, and they all deserve to have their chance at this sort of race. It's a lot of prize money, and you know, it, outside of Zaki, it's a very even sort of race. So, you know, we might be racing for second, but yeah, I think Warning can run a cheeky race. We'll let him balance up, and hopefully he can show a big finish like he did last time out.
And the other two there?
Yeah, well, look, Holmesman, I think it's easy to forget he won an Australian Cup a few starts ago, and the market seems to sort of dismiss probably the fact that he's been trained to peak for today, and you know, the Hollandale, he was just fair, and then last time out he improved again, and he looks like he's probably ready to run a peak performance today. So yeah, he's in there with a good chance. He looks very fit and ready, and he should settle up near the speed somewhere, which, you know, should see him fighting it out somewhere. But yeah, that probably all comes down to what Zaki will do.
Yeah, in race number six, King of Hastings, well, he gets an inside gate, he's second up, and he had no luck first up in the Chief de Beers.
Yeah, look, he was okay first up. I mean, he didn't have luck, but I wouldn't have said he ran too well either. He was very soft in condition, and he did that first up last trip. He ran pretty average at Caulfield, and we took him to Sydney, and he won, sat three wide the trip, and won nicely. So I'd expect him to run a very big race. Obviously, Garibaldi's going to be hard to beat, but, you know, I'd expect us to be up there right on the speed, and yeah, I think he can run a big race.
And you never know, Sam. It could be Liar's Day today. She goes around in the Dane Ripper.
It could be. But, yeah, look, she'll run a very good race, honest race. I feel like every couple of weeks I'm saying the same thing about her. But, yeah, hopefully she can get another win on the board.
Do you have a standout at Swan Hill?
2-year-old should go well. Midwest, he just nosed out the other day. Yeah, we'll roll forward on him. He should take some beating, hopefully.
All right, then race two, number four, Midwest with Zach Spain aboard. What's your best around the country today, Sam?
Yeah, I think Bedford's probably our best for the day.
All right, then race five there at Sandown on the Hillside Track. Enjoy your final night there up in Queensland, Sam.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
There we go. There's Sam Friedman at 7:27. This is the first word on RSN's Race Day. You're with Gareth Hall. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with plenty more straight after this.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
It's right on 7:30. Hopefully you're enjoying your morning. It's now time to catch up with Troy Corstens, who will play a major part around the country this afternoon. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Troy.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Your 3-year-old filly, We Go Bam. Can she go Bam in that third race at Sandown?
I think it's a really good race for her. She was dreadfully unlucky at Flemington, and then if you watch the replay, she was just as unlucky at Warrnambool. So we think it's a great race for her. She'll just get a good run in transit, comes in nicely with a claim, and should give a really good account of it today.
Heavy nine?
Look, she's run once on the heavy, and she ran third. So, you know, obviously heavies are very different whichever track you're at. But we think she'll get through it.
Yep. Inside gate as well. Where do you think she'll be?
She'll be just behind the speed. You'd envisage her sitting sort of third or fourth, somewhere like that.
All right, then. She's a great each-way chance there in the third. Then we move to race number five, and your stable will saddle up Spring Choice. Now, he was a winner at this track last start over the 1700. This is tougher, but can he do it again?
Yeah, it is tougher, but it's he goes down a lot in weight. And with a little bit of time in between runs, if I could guarantee you that he'd handle the heavy, he likes the soft, but if I could guarantee you he'd handle the heavy, I'd be very bullish about him, but I'm just uncertain about the heavy.
You did scratch him there the other day because it was too hard, was that right?
Yeah, too firm, and he's a horse that's had three tendons coming back from that, so we didn't really want to jar him up on that, so we pulled him out.
Yep, so if he handles the heavy, he won't be far away as well.
Yeah, and I think he will. Like, I think he will, but obviously you don't know until they get on it.
Yep, we'll cross our fingers then. Then we move on to, we'll go to Morpheville on the Parks track, and Royal Obsession represents your stable in the second race.
Yeah, she's a filly with good talent, and she's drawn horribly, but we thought that She's got really good gate speed, so we'll go across and try and get the maiden out of the way in a city class race. Yeah. So she's going over there, and she's in good form. She's been good in her trials, and we expect her to run a really good race.
And the Parks track looks a nice track for her as well.
You'd think so, wouldn't you, Gareth? Yeah. She can scoot around there. She should be able to get across, hopefully, with her gate speed.
And Flying Award, interesting runner, first up for your stable, goes around in that last race there in Adelaide.
Yeah, he's a really interesting horse, yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he runs today. Obviously, we haven't had him for that long, and he's coming back from a throat operation, and he looks great. We're really pleased with him. He can miss the start a little bit. We've been trying to work on that, but I think it's just something that's naturally in him. So he does get back, and obviously he's going to need a little bit of luck on the Parks track today, but he will be steaming home, and I think you should see a really nice first-up run.
Can you tell that the throat operation has worked, or you have to wait until you watch him under race conditions and race pressure?
Yeah, spot on. We never replicate race day at track work.
Yeah.
It's just something that we don't do. So until they're under that full pressure of race day, you don't know.
Do you think sometimes when they have a throat operation, you wouldn't mind having a look?
Yeah, of course. And we've given him two trials. Yep. And Damien Oliver rode him, and he thinks that it's done the job. So you've got to listen to professionals like that, and you've got to trust your own judgment. So we think he's right. And if we didn't think he was right and there was a problem, we wouldn't be running him.
Geez, it would be exciting if you can get him back to his best.
Yeah, he's obviously an extremely talented horse. He was once favourite for the Guineas, and it'd be great to really run him through his grade now and see where he can take us.
You head to Swan Hill with two runners, Mystery Flyer, and obviously Royal Obsession doesn't go around. Can Mystery Flyer win that third race?
Oh, she's scratched too.
Okay, she's out there, so no Mystery Flyer. What's your best, Troy?
Our best, I'd probably say Each Way Spring Choice.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you.
There's Troy Corston's there. Lindsay Smith now joins us here on The First Word on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Hello, mate. You're missing me.
Yes. Where are you these days? Are you in Perth or Warrnambool?
Swan Hill.
Oh, Swan Hill. You're very lucky. I think everybody wishes, if we could get there anyway, that booked their weekend away at Swan Hill to get to the races. This is the second year we've missed out, but it'll be as big as ever, no doubt about that, next year, Lindsay.
Yeah, well, it's got that Kalgoorlie sort of smell about it. You know what I mean? It seemed, as soon as I got off into Austie Coffee's place, it had that sort of feel of the Kalgoorlie round. So, I'm looking forward to today. Obviously, I missed out yesterday, but here today and tomorrow, so we'll see if we can't get some spending, mate.
Did you go to Austie's fire there last night?
No, barred it because of the limit of people and all that. So you just freeze the old twins off out there, that's all I did.
I thought maybe they would be breaking the rules there for a...
I tried to get him to that, but Austie's the stickler for the rules.
Yeah, he's a good Mallee boy. Austie, you look after you there, Lindsay. What about this afternoon at Sandown on the Hillside track? Why choose her? She gets a whitish gate, but she's a big price for mine, Lindsay, in a field like this. At her best, she won't be far away.
I didn't know a lot about her. And the other day she drew low and she was on the fence and looked a bit hesitant. So when I spoke to the owner, Ashley, he said, oh, yeah, she doesn't like the fence. She likes coming down the outside. So something we'd like to know the day before.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Thanks, Ashley.
So now she's out there. She, as many of you know, she likes the wet track. The reason I don't think she's won a lot is simply because she's been against better horses, which is always hard to beat, you know, Indian Pacific and them sort of horses. So I know she's carrying a bit of weight, but I reckon this is her sort of field. I thought she was not on a bookmaker, but I would have put her as a 6-1 chance.
Okay, yeah, I think she's a great chance. I know what you're trying to say, but she has run behind horses like Son of a God, and she's all right. So she runs honest races, and her winning strike rate is not the greatest, but I agree with you. I think she's an each-way hope there. Why choose her? What about a heavy nine?
Well, that's unbeknown, but see, if you handle the heavy in Perth, you know, the soft hair in Perth, you generally handle the heavy, so I wouldn't... hopefully I haven't got that excuse.
Yep. Geez, Corner Pocket's a beauty. He keeps on... Oh, he's scratched, so no Corner Pocket. Hey, you haven't scratched great again today because you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and you get a heavy nine.
Well, I nearly had to put him in the paddock for a spell. I was waiting that long. But, you know, it is what it is with him. I know the distance is perfect, but I like the jockey choice. 57, I think he comes in the race good. The horse is going very well. It's not the ideal prep to turn them off and on all the time, but he's quite easy to train, and he likes being fresh, so the 5.5 weeks isn't an issue, and he'll tug up that hill quite good, and she rides them freewheeling horses very good, Carlene.
So you push the button at the start, try and kick up, and then break their hearts in a way over the 1,000 if you can.
Yeah, he's a roller. You know what he's like. He's got that big stride. There's no good restricting that stride. You might as well let it use it and then put some other, you know, make it a sustain from A to B.
Your mate Jeff Evans owns this horse. We know that he loves a pun. If he rings up today and says, Lindsay, do we bet? What do you say?
Well, he's one of them blokes when they win, he didn't have a bet.
Yep.
And when they get beat, he's had a fortune on it. So I can never read him. Yeah. So
he just doesn't want to sling you. That's why I say, is he betting today or not?
Well, I don't know. I think he might as well have something on him because he very rarely does I get to the races with this old horse in the wet track. But he'll have something on him, and he'll somewhere up the straight look a danger.
All right, then. Can you get a winner at Swan Hill?
I thought the two-year-old was a good chance. I don't know the form that good, but I like the way he's been trialling. He's drawn one. I think he'd be good on a good track, which they're going to get here. So I thought he was my best chance for the day.
All right, then. Royal Performance in race 6. Does he represent your stable in the Combatook Cup?
Yeah, he does well in between race, a bit like me. But he's come up here to lower grade, and hopefully the trip away for 2 or 3 days peels a bit of weight off him because I've struggled to get him fit. So hopefully the trip away and the race will do him good. So, yeah, looking for a better performance from him.
And it could be a big day at Belmont for the stable. Aberdeen Queen and Born to Try, both favourites in races 7 and 9.
Yes, well, they're both racing well. Aberdeen Queen drops a fair bit of weight, went up in a bit of grey, but she likes getting, I know she's a bit tricky, but she likes getting back and sweeping home, so her work during the week is good. And Born to Try is what her name suggests. She just goes around every week, and I thought she was a bit unlucky the other day. I thought maybe he didn't read the play that good earlier about the 700. So Pike, well, he generally gets it right.
And while I've got you here, I know Moore was backed heavily a few times across there in WA when he started off with your stable. He goes around in the maiden on Cup Day at Swan Hill and Adelaide Ace. The Swan Hill Cup does look a nice race for him at the 1600.
Yeah, that was my money the first start, Moore, and I done it.
Okay,
so I've come here to try and get it back. It's taken me 12 months. But, yeah, she's. I'd be disappointed if she can't sort of win at Swan Hill. I thought she'd win her first start, and then when she runs second up, I might have butted her up too quick. And then she slipped coming out of the gates at Geelong and never played a part in it. So she went back out in the paddock, and her jump out the other day at Barron Beach, was quite good. So, yeah, she's in a winnable race.
All right, Lindsay Smith's best?
I'm going to go with Adelaide Ace for the whole week.
All right, then. Good luck. Enjoy Swan Hill.
Giddy up, boy.
There we go. There's Lindsay Smith. Kieran Maher joins us on this Saturday. It's another busy day for Kieran and the team. Good morning to you, Kieran. Thanks for your time, mate.
Morning, Gareth.
We'll start off at Sandown on the hillside. A couple of, I would imagine, your favourites going around in that second race over the 2,400 metres. Flick It Over, A Blaze, great to see him back. And Sort of Boy, your thoughts there?
A Blaze, he's kicking off his campaign again. He's had a long time off, so you'd think he'd improve from the run. Flick It Over, I think, probably got a sneaky chance. And Sort of Boy, we just pulled him out.
All right, then. So no Sort of Boy. Then we go to race 3 on the program there at Sandown, and you'll be saddling up Bubbly Lass. Now, she won nicely there at Warrnambool. This is a little tougher. Your expectations with her?
I think she's got a sneaky each-way chance. She's a handle of conditions, no worries. And, I think the race maps okay for her. It is a step up in class, but it's a pretty even sort of race, though.
Do you think she'll handle a heavy 9?
Yeah, I think the conditions will be no problem.
All right, then Dr. Drill, he was mighty in defeat there the other day in Adelaide. He goes around in race five.
Yeah, he was taking the claim. He still carries a bit of weight. He's not the biggest horse. The conditions may, he may feel those conditions a little bit, but, you know, he's fitting well, and like you said, he was stiff the other day.
And Turidan goes around in race number six over the 1,600 metres, and he's found some really good form.
Yeah, I think he's got a great chance, Turidan. He's fitting well, and he'll roll forward, make his own luck, and, yeah, he's probably our best chance.
Yeah, on a heavy nine, he's had the four starts for a placing, but he's raced in pretty good company when he's met a heavy track.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I just think, yeah, where he's at this time around, he's unbeaten this prep, and he's got a little bit of weight, but I think he's good on speed, fitness. It'll be hard to make ground there today.
I know Dean Lester's keen on Signers Express in the three-year-old race, which is race seven there at Sandown. He's on the quick backup. Your thoughts there?
He is on the quick backup. I think that'll play to his favour. When you get down to these sort of conditions, he's had a smooth campaign and gets him a no weight. He's got a great chance on a wet track. He's got a good record on wet tracks.
Yeah, and he was unlucky there at Geelong. Was that always the plan to back him up for this race?
I'd be lying if I said it was, but I just thought the race really come up right for him. He bounced through his last run and... it looks to be a suitable race for him today.
Up there in Queensland at Eagle Farm, representing your stable in that first race is Socialist. She gets the Winkers first time there.
Yeah, I think she's got a really good each-way chance. Her race was over after she went about 20 metres the other day at Doomben. She stepped a bit slow and, was right at the tail of the field where you don't want to be. So if she jumps on terms today, I think she's got a great chance. Big track will suit her.
Can Lord Belvedere over the 2 miles win a Brisbane Cup?
He can. Lord Belvedere's had pretty well every run this prep. He's been interfered with or, he hasn't been able to just get a smooth run. He's a little bit timid and he likes a bit of room. So you'd think with a small field, 2 miles, he'll relax, and I think he should be pretty hard to beat. Jai was pretty glowing with how he went last up.
Yeah, and he looks like and sounds like he handled that Eagle Farm track okay then.
Yeah, no, it is on the firmer side, but he got through that fine.
Hasn't he looked in the mirror, Lord Belvedere? He doesn't need to be timid. He's as big as a house.
Yeah, he is. He's a lovely horse to have anything to do with, but things haven't gone right for him this prep. So hopefully, it's a pretty winnable race today. So hopefully things go his way.
Can a way game, she's a beauty, but can she win first up in race six?
Tony Golan was pretty bullish about his yesterday, but I think she's each way. She'll improve off the run. She had a bit of fair time off, but fitting well, and I thought she was a good each way.
Geez, Port Louis goes around the Group 1 JJ Atkins, Kieran, but he can't buy a barrier.
No, he cannot. He was super last start, just peaked a little bit. He had to get right back from, like you said, an ordinary barrier. We'll see if we can posse a little bit closer today, but, the horse is going super. I think he's improved off that run the other day. And, back to the mile, he hit the line pretty good, so I think he's got a super chance. He's probably our best chance up there.
Yeah, so you think you'll get a strong 1,600 from that gate?
Yeah, I think so. He ran it out pretty strong in the Champagne. He got an interrupted run, and he hit the line pretty good. So, I think he'll run the mile.
Yeah, unfortunately, Amish Boy doesn't get a start in the Strobro Handicap, and Incredulous Dream represents your stable in the Dane Ripper in the last.
Yeah, it's a pretty very strong running of the Dane Ripper. I think she's going well. I think she's improved, but she'll need to run a PB today. It's a pretty hot race. I reckon if you
if you run the running of that a few times, you get a few different winners. So we just hope for a good run, and she'll need a little bit of luck from out there as well, but she's certainly going well.
And you decided to go to Sydney with La Chevalier. Looks tough to beat in race five.
It does. Looks ideal race for her. Given the track, she loves, and just a nice race for her. She's travelled up, and she's in good order.
All right, then. Can you win the Swan Hill Cup tomorrow afternoon with Sakas?
It's a race we've sort of had in mind for him. He doesn't mind a firmer deck. Hopefully he can do it for Harry Coffey. I don't think he's won one yet. So, I think Sakas is in good order. Back to the mile will be no problem. And he likes a big track.
Yeah, it was great to see Harry win one of the features there yesterday, the two-year-old, the Elstrom, for a great man and Paddy Driscoll, who I know supports your stable. So that was great to see and would be great. And I'm doing a special interview with Harry Coffey for a new segment on RSN Central called Your Life on Wednesday. And he's an inspirational young man, as we all know. But his dream is to win that Swan Hill Cup, Kieran. So that would be, I think, pretty special to combine with Harry to do just that.
Yeah, well, hopefully it all culminates and comes together. But Harry does a lot for the stable. He's a great kid, and it's a pleasure to deal with.
Starting last goes around in that seventh race at Swan Hill. Is that galloper worth an each way play?
I'd say it is. Good draw. It's got not a bad record up there at Swan Hill, and. Yeah, I'd say it's each way chance for sure.
All right, your best for the day, Kieran?
Best for the day is probably Port Louis or La Chevalier in Sydney.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time as always. Brilliant stuff. Good luck.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Kieran Maher joining us there. John McMillan has an interesting runner. In Melbourne, of course, he's headed across from South Australia. Arkham Knights had some really good support in the last 24 hours. And John joins us now here on The First Word on RSN 927. Good morning to you, John. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no worries at all, Gareth.
This looks a nice race for Arkham Knight.
Yeah, it looks his sort of race. You know, they're not going to give away a Saturday grade race anywhere. So, you know, you don't come over there expecting to win, but you go over there with a genuine chance.
Were you happy with his first up effort at Murray Bridge? And then I watched a trial after that, and, geez, it was some trial.
Yeah, look, I was happy with his first up running. We've just been unlucky. No one's fault. He just got jammed in. He's a horse that he runs home nicely, but he needs a little bit of time to build up momentum. So ideally, he gets out as he's coming into the straight, and he just couldn't get out. He didn't get out till the 50. If he got out earlier, I think he would have won that. Won it anyway. I gave him the trial just to keep him tight, and yeah, he was, as you say, it was a pretty easy trial.
He's yet to win second up. Is that a concern?
Not really. He's actually just had an issue. Just honestly, I guess it's in the back of my mind. But he's been placed second up a lot. He's won first up. The second up where he hasn't won have just been, you know, little things that have happened to him that unlucky in running. But when he's run seconds and things second up, he's actually been beaten like ahead and so forth. So you wouldn't suggest that it's anything that knocks him around.
Yeah, and he's had a win on a heavy track. That shouldn't be a problem either.
Heavy nine, it was his first.
Yeah, heavy nine.
And that was his first start of his life too. So it was. Yep. And his best performances have all been on the, because he's only had the one on the heavy, but his best runs have been on soft seven. So, I think he's quite. Last year I sent him over to Melbourne looking for a wet track, and it was the day they called Mooney Valley off. So, it should be perfect for him. And I think Sandown will suit him too because, nice big roomy track. Give him time to get out when he straightens. Coming down the hill won't be an issue because he's won at Oakbank, which is a pretty seriously steep hill. So everything goes towards him. It's just, if he's good enough on the day, which I think he is.
Yeah, I remember having a chat to you, I think it was a couple of years ago on Cup Week Radio, and we were talking about Jamie Carr, and obviously you were her master. She is now the hottest property in the racing industry. Was it difficult to ring Jamie up? Did she look after the old boss? You didn't have to persuade her?
Actually, you've got to deal with her manager when it comes to rides. Jamie and I still communicate periodically. So, but I wouldn't have bothered asking her about the rides because she only would have told me to contact her manager anyway. So I just, Well, she can't really contradict him because, you know, she pays him, Lockie, to do that.
Yeah.
And if she says, oh, he's going to ride my horse, and he's already taken a ride for someone else, it couldn't really work. So I just talked to Lockie. He got back to me as soon as the noms came out and said she could ride. I was happy with that because he's very good at form. So the fact that he was pretty quick to put her on meant, gave me a bit of encouragement that it's not just me that thinks the horse has got the right form for the race.
Yeah, I think she's come a long way since arriving at your stables. I think she was lying to her mum that she wouldn't be riding the horses. She'd just be mucking out the stables. But, boy, what a journey it's been since then. Do you have a winner there at Morpheville for us?
Look, the two of mine are outsiders. Probably, to be honest, I reckon they're both overs because Striking Style, I think he's overs because he's just got a wide barrier, but if Gaddy can hold him up to be straightened, he's for the price he's at, he's worth something each way.
Yep.
And the other one I've got, Potent Force, I'll be blank with you. If he gets beat, I won't take the blame. He's got no form whatsoever, but it's his first run for me. And if I ignored his previous form and just judged him on his work, then I'd expect him to win.
All right, then.
60-1.
That's enough for me. You will be a hero, Hall of Famer. We'll have a statue of you at RSN 927, Johnny, if you can pull this off. Potent Force, $51 into Striking Style at $17. Good luck.
I'll put that little disclaimer on there. That Potent Force is working like it can win, but its form before it came to me is terrible. I don't know why that was. So, all I'm saying is he's probably worth a little bit at those prices.
All right, love it, mate. Always great to catch up. Good luck today with those runners in Adelaide, but especially Arkham Knight here in Melbourne.
Okay, thanks, Gareth.
There's John McMillan there. Nick Ryan joins us now on The First Word. Good morning to you, Nick. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Gareth.
Express Pass looks a nice race for him with no weight really in the last.
Yeah, certainly. He's really trained on from Flemington the other day. He won't know himself today with 51 kilos and he's drawn a soft barrier. So 51 on the heavy nine, he's drawn to Matt to get a good run. You know, the heavy nine will be a bit more like 1100, so it probably should suit him. And the horse is in good order, so he ticks every box to run well.
All right, then. So I like that push. And do you head to Swan Hill with my Numero Uno in the two-year-old? He's the favourite at the moment at around $2.25.
Yeah, look, he's a pretty smart two-year-old. I was contemplating running him in town today, but we thought we'd go to the softer option. He won a jump out at Flemington a couple of weeks ago, and he worked very well on Tuesday with an older, pretty smart horse. So he's pretty foolproof. He's very smart. He's professional, so he'll be very hard to beat.
Sounds like we should have a punt there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that, Nick.
No worries, Gareth.
There's Nick Ryan there. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and wrap up The First Word on this Saturday.
RSM's Race Day and The First Word with Gareth Hall.
Geez, it'd be great to see Tufana go around and win a Stradbroke handicap at Eagle Farm this afternoon. She's trained by Mike Moroney and Mike joins us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Gareth.
How is she?
Really well. Look, she's worked up to her best, I thought, Tuesday, and, all systems go.
Geez, it'd be special if you can pull this off.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, she's a quality mare, and as she proved when she won the All-Age Stakes at Wake Parade, she beat some pretty good horses that day, and I just feel that she's back to her near her best. So, you know, her at her best, she'd be pretty hard to beat this, I would think.
Yeah, Eagle Farm, I guess it's a question mark if she hasn't seen it recently.
Yeah, look, she's been training there, but certainly she hasn't raced there. You'd expect it to suit her better than Doomben. That's what we were sort of keen on doing, was getting to Eagle Farm because of the wider spaces, and that should really suit her.
Is this her last race today?
No, May back up the Tiara the following week. But that would be it for this campaign, and then we'll head towards the spring.
All right, then. So she's at $10. I know that David Gately's got her on top as well in this year's Stradbroke Handicap. Can Hangman at 80-1 run a race there in the Q22?
Last time he met the favourite, I think the favourite beat us by a short neck. I think it might have grown a leg since then.
Yes.
we look as if we're a long way off it. But well, this will be his last run this campaign. We were up there. We were really up there for the Doomben Cup and this race, but we decided to dodge the Doomben Cup and just have a go at this one. So we'll see how we go. He's nice and bright, and that he's stayed up for quite a long time, but he seems to be enjoying it. So that's the key with him, is just to keep him happy.
And what about Salt Boy in that fourth race at Sandown? And Salt Boy, what is he, second up this afternoon, or she is, sorry?
Yeah, Salt Bay, yeah.
Salt
yeah.
Bay, she, sorry.
Yeah, look, she was pretty luckless in her Australian's debut here. Look, she has been up for a while in New Zealand, so that's the question mark. But if she can bring the form that she was in at Caulfield, she's gone down in class. If you watch the run, she just never got to go up them. And, you know, we'll be a bit wiser about how we ride her. We don't probably need to get as far back as we did there. And if she can run in that sort of form, she'll be pretty hard to beat today, I think. At pretty long odds, too.
Yeah, will she enjoy a heavy track?
She's won a New Zealand soft, and I sort of equate that to pretty near being our heavy. So, she's certainly got... She's always been better with bigger given the ground, so that's why the run at Caulfield was a little bit of a surprise. We sort of went there not really knowing on firm ground was going to be quick enough to keep up with them, and we sort of rode her back off them. But, she was pretty... Never really found a clear go from the straight at any stage.
All right, mate, we wish you the best of luck, especially with Tefane up there in Brisbane.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. There is Mike Moroney. They're racing on a heavy nine. It'll stay at a heavy nine. They're at Sandown on the hillside track today. The rails in the true. Scratchings, there's a few. Race one, scratch 3, 7, 9, 11, and 12. In race two, you can scratch the 1, Sorted Boy comes out, 6, J-Rod 2, 7, Prince Siggy, 8, She's On Time, 9, Kari, and the 19, Epsom Days. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, scratch 10, Exo Leader, 13, Tan Tat Harmony, 14, November Dreaming, and the Emergencies, 17, 18, and 19. Race 5, scratch 11, Play Me Now. Race 6, scratch 1, Never No More. 4, To Graves. 6, Man From U.N.C.L.E. 10, Ocean Miss. 13, Star Ruse. 15, Prince of Alina. And the 16, La Chevalier, who'll be tough to beat in Sydney. Race 7, scratch 2, Summer Rocker. The 4, 5 and 16, along with the 17, come out. Race 8, you can scratch the 1, 4, 9, 8, 9 and 13. And in the final event, the 2 William Thomas is out, the 5 Innkeeper who raced yesterday, 6, 7, 8 and 13 are also out. It's just ticked over 8 o'clock, so let's catch up with Johnny Bowden now for the news. And straight after that, it's the Melbourne Form Panel. Thanks to Queensland Racing with Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn.